Welcome to the Good Introverts. This is an anime podcast that we will talk about anime news and other type of forms of anime. We talk about dumb shit and all that. So, welcome to a guest on my side of me. Speak.
Hello. Anna. This is my... Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Alright.
Yes.
So, Adam, what is the anime you're watching right now?
One Piece. It's not Adam, it's Anna, but whatever.
Yeah. Theta Patata. What do you like about One Piece, and what really got you interested in One Piece?
I reckon Luffy's powers, you know? Kind of cool. Like, interesting. I don't think I've ever seen an anime that has introduced a elastic man into the whole premise. Pretty cool.
Now, right now, for me, I'm watching Cells at Work. If you don't know what Cells at Work is, it is about... It's an anime about, like, all the cells, like the bot with the blood cells, the white cells, and all that. It goes into great detail and simplifies what's in your body and how, like, it describes it. That's what I'm watching right now.
Okay, I have one question. Does it have semen?
No.
Oh, well, then it's not complete.
Well, that's not for every anime. Like, you don't get every anime that is ecchi. Not every anime is, like, ecchi. I think that's what everybody gets it with. Like, they think every anime is part of the ecchi genre. Not really. There's education, there's harem, there's all that, which we have gone in great detail in episode 2 and 3. So if you want to go watch that, go do it. But, yeah. But for anime news, for new seasons, we got Demon's Summer. God, I can't even say the name. Devil's Part-Time. We just got a new season 2 after how many years? Posted in 2013. We just got it as we news, and I think it comes out soon. Let me look. Yeah. Should come out. Let me look. Oh, the first episode is supposed to be plotted in February 5th, 2022. So next year in February, that's what I'm really looking for, because that's one of the animes I've been watching for, and I wanted another season so badly. And I read the manga. The manga was great. I love the art style. I love the premise. Because we get to see other people from, like, say, the Earth come over to another fantasy world. But we never get to see fantasy characters come to our world. So it's really interesting. I love Devil Part-Timer. So if you want to go check it out, go check out season 1. If you don't really like that type of anime, that's okay. We all have our tastes. But also, that's really for anime news, really. We also, I'm Reincarnated as a Slime. We just got that season. Great. I love it already. But if you're not really into that type of stuff, fine. You can go to something else. But really, Devil's Part-Timer and Reincarnated as a Slime both have been coming out with seasons now. But yeah. Anything else that you would like to add, my guest?
Not really.
Have you ever read the One Piece manga?
No, not at all, actually. So, I've only watched the anime.
No, I read the first edition of the One Piece manga. I didn't really enjoy it, but hey, it's really up to your taste, really, for anybody else out there.
Yeah, I don't really read manga. I've only read I've read a little bit of the Death Note manga at school, but I just didn't get into it, dude.
All right. What about you tell a little bit about yourself, and if you really want to, you could plug yourself in.
My name is ANTDR or Anna, and my real name is Sebastian. I have a YouTube channel, the same name as what I had, and I post Roblox content on there. I also like to, do stuff. I chill, do anything I really want, basically. I'm not one of those people who are super into one thing and not into the others. I just do go with the flow.
No. Yeah.
I reckon.
Can you tell us where you come from? Like, what continent?
Australia.
No.
Australia. I come from south of Australia. It's cool, I guess. It's really hot most of the time.
I
Yeah,
also
that's
heard the fires are
basically
done.
it. Pardon?
I just said I heard the fires are done, so luckily that stopped this year.
Yeah.
And now animals
It
going back
has.
into their habitats and all that. But we keep real life out of the podcast, though. Also, for answering some of the audience's questions, no, I am not trying to copy Trash Taste. I am not. I didn't watch Trash Taste until I just made the podcast. Just telling you. I might have some correlations, but not really. I don't really want to copy off of them. I get the premise, but they're way cooler than this podcast. So if you really want to listen to a good quality podcast for now, go to Trash Taste. I'll probably link it in the episode's description. But hey, for the time being, let's talk about the really interesting things I really enjoy about anime type of genres. I'm getting into Bleach, which for the past how long? Since February, I've been watching Bleach. That's been a great anime. It's part of the shoujo genre, just like One Piece. And it's
Do you
really.
still want? Hey, I have a question. You watch Bleach, but do you drink bleach?
Primarily, no, because that would kill you, right? I would think.
Yeah, I thought it would always be like survivable.
Yeah, it's not like root beer, but no. But yeah, it was Bleach was a really interesting anime, really, for me, because I didn't really watch Soujin that much. I didn't really enjoy it that much. I just thought it was just another Dragon Ball thing. But no, Bleach was really interesting because it's bringing a premise that I never heard of before. It was really interesting to me this year that, hey, this anime is really good if you like really good fight scenes. And I'm on the, I think, the 154th episode. So I'm in the part where really, or I can really describe the part where I'm at, is that I'm at the part where they're going to the castle to save Odahime and all of that. And they met the, I forgot her name, like the guys, and they got out of the Hollow Forest, or whatever it's called, and now they're marching on to the thing, and now they're facing all these guys split up into these tunnels. That's the episode I'm on. I'm sorry if I sound really uncoordinated. It's just I haven't watched Bleach in a while since I've been watching a lot of others.
I remember when I was like 8, I used to watch the Pokemon anime. I'll just go home from school and just watch it. And I saw recently, like maybe not even recently, that they changed the main character, and that slightly pissed me off. Have you ever watched the what is it? The fuck Pokemon anime?
Yeah, I seen it when I was like around 5 to 8. I really stopped at 8, but I've been watching a lot of genres of different animes. As soon as I came out of the womb, I was watching type of anime. So that's the type of beat I was in. Like I watched some serious scuff stuff. Like I think it was Rosalina and Vampire. I was watching that at 4, and it was classed as ecchi, which if you don't know what ecchi means, it's just close to hentai. Barely touching it, but it is not counted as hentai.
Yeah, I got recommended that, and I actually wanted to watch it soon.
What, the Pokemon or the vampire show I was just talking
No,
about?
vampire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a little bit of backstory about that. It was about me, I was about 4 or 5. And I was sitting in my parents' bedroom, as you always do, lock the door, and watch the anime. Because I knew I wasn't supposed to watch it, but I watched it anyways, because I am that type of degenerate at that age. So I was sitting there, my brother unlocked the
Freaking
door, got in there, I almost grabbed my pants almost. He walked in there, took a photo with his phone, and said, "You know you're not supposed to watch this." I was like, "I know." And the next day, my parents scolded me for that. So that was just the background for that. But hey.
damn, you're unlucky, dude. Getting caught. That sucks.
I wasn't doing any freaky stuff. I was just watching their stale. It was like just watching it, just enjoying it. Nothing doing anything freaky with it.
Wow, I'm surprised. Wait, so how old were you?
Around 4 or 5.
Oh yes, no doubt you weren't definitely not going to be doing anything freaky with it. You wouldn't even know what the term
Yeah.
for having a wank means.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely no, that would be weird, dog. Hell
Yeah.
no.
But I still watched it and I enjoyed it. But I never watched it until I think a year ago when I was on my anime watch list when I never even touched it. I just remembered I watched it and I was like, "All right, look up anime vampire shows." And I looked it up and then I found it. So I watched it again, enjoyed the hell out of it. I know it's part of the harem genre, so I know a few of you will get upset about it, but hey, screw you. I still enjoy that type of stuff. No.
What's the here's a subject. What's the most the hardest boner you've ever gotten watching anime? Just, you know.
I won't say how hard, how long, I would say how long did you last? I would say around 30
Yeah.
minutes to 2 hours.
When I saw Nami in One Piece, I knew I had to try and hold back, and I couldn't, unfortunately. Immediate, like, rocket just sprang up. Now, thankfully, I've gotten over that because, like, she's one of the main characters, but, like, at the same time, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, it's really just upon you. It depends on how horny
Yeah.
mode are you. You on horny mode
Yeah.
whenever, all day, or whatever? Oh, it's really up to you. But getting off of that topic, we're gonna veer off from that. But we're gonna talk about genres that really have defined the anime genre. I think since you don't know much about this, I will go have like I'll take it from the forefront. So I think the genre that really made anime was slice of life and I would say ecchi. Because those two really defined what everybody thinks, even older people think of what anime is. Because everybody sees all the hentai and all that, but really, you guys don't see the hundreds of genres, like the psychological, like gory, and all of that. Not a lot of people see that part of the anime. And like beautiful artwork that people spend months and years on just to practice, or their whole lives just to practice on it. And you can hear me talk about that in the first and second episode about animes and like how like these creators take years of their lives just to devote to this type of series that tons of people enjoy. But it's really up to you what you can define as the genre. Just for me, it would be the ecchi and the slice of life anime that would really bring out the anime of everybody. Everybody has seen that type. We always get fan service, and no matter what anime, really, there's a few exceptions though to that subject of fan service. But say for Gurren Panzer, you take it very seriously because it has that history in it with the tanks and all of that. But you don't get this, and then you see the fan service, you're like, "Oh no, I'm dipping now because that's fan service. I don't like that. I only came here for the tanks and all that." But no, it's really interesting because a lot of people saying, oh, it was the shoujo genre. Shoujo genre didn't show up for a while. I really think it's the slice of life that really made it. But the ecchi has been around since forever, but also hentai's been in hit cultural Japan since the beginning of Japan. So really, we can't deny either one because tentacles have been in women since the Meiji or before even that time period, because art of Japan was really good back then, and they were really expressing themselves with art and weaponry and all that, because Japan was only invaded by the Mongolians only really once, and then they were never invaded until the Americans came and said, all right, let's drop two suns on top of you. But that's just my thoughts.
Yeah. My thoughts are cool, I guess. I don't know. Again, I haven't watched much anime in my life. I've only watched two series. I've watched a bit of Baki, and I just got bored of that because, you know, I was a kid and it's fucking violent. But yeah, I pretty good. Those are some of my incredibly unpopular thoughts.
No, with me, I watched anime since I came out of the womb, and that's just been my whole life story. I've been watching anime, and a lot of people say, oh, otaku is a wrong word to call people. Weeb is also kind of weird because it kind of sounds like a slang term, but also in Japan, I think they also call themselves otakus. But whatever, it's really dependent on where you live. Like, say, I know in Russia, you don't get called a weeb or otaku. You get shot on the spot because Putin do not support that type of stuff. But that's really up to you. But really, in the States, we get called weebs and not really otakus really much. I think that's more of Asia. That's really part of the eastern part of the world. So we don't get called that very much. But yeah, mostly with Europe and.
In Australia, everyone who watches anime, you watch one episode and everyone like makes fun of you for being a weeb, because like in where I'm from, anime is not as popular as it is in some other places in Australia, so like you can get made fun of just for watching like a f episode and it'll just last 3 days and they'll get over it. So being a weeb is pretty. It's considered being easy mode where I'm from.
Now, for us, the Western world has really been grown. You could say that about the, really, for the HoloLive and all that, for like waifus in the 3D world. That's what's really been there. And I think the Western world's really picking up on that. Because now the boomers and all of them, the older people, are now getting out of the world and kind of dipping. Like, Saranara. We actually, younger people, get to express what we love and what we enjoy so much. And I think when I was in third grade, we never talked about anime. We talked about like superheroes and Marvel. We never talked about what was our favorite anime. The very few did, they would get bullied for it. But now, and like since like fifth grade and up, people now express their love for anime. And I think that's what really the Western world really wants. And I think, say for the Europe, they. I don't hear much, but I know from England and all that. I got a few buddies over there who watch anime as well. They don't get make fun of it since like third grade, same as us, or just whatever they call their classes over there. We don't really get make fun of it. In Japan, it is so popular, it is like normal TV shows, like how in the States it's like Family Feud almost. So it's really dependent on that. On where you live in the whole world, but it's really upon you to realize, do I bully this person just because they watch something that nobody really else does?
Yeah, that was sort of with me with like kids' TV shows for a really long time. I could like for I was way too old to watch them. Grade 5, I would watch like, you know, Teen Titans still, like that dumb ass show that I don't watch anymore. It's just I couldn't get enough of it, and now that I watch anime, I could see how behind I was in maturity, and I still am. I'm still immature as hell. So it's like.
Yeah.
Guess that's my thoughts on why anime has just identified myself as like who I am now. 'Cause, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's really dependent on what you watch then. If you watch Teen Titans now, you kind of make fun of it since like you're gonna be called a child at that point. But
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really upon you who can think of what you need to do to think, oh, I can watch this anime and say, I've watched Teen Titans, and you don't get called out because we live in the Western world. We don't watch anime because that's it. We thought is that is a Japanese thing. Where we thought, oh, it won't be really that popular in the States. Holy cow, we were wrong. The States and the Western world love it. Especially the States where everybody now, if you haven't heard of anime, you live under a grave.
Yeah, speaking of people who you would get called of a child, there's this kid in my grade. He's in year 7, and he still watches Thomas the Tank Engine.
Bro,
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank Engine hits hard, bro.
Yeah, well, he's a child and he brings Thomas toys. He draws Thomas everywhere. He's loud. He's just one of those people, I guess you could say. Like,
That's
I
good.
respect him. I respect him for like coming out like that and like saying, "Oi, I still watch the show." I respect that. That's nice. I enjoy those guts. But like, come on, bro. That's a kid's show. That's my
Yeah,
opinion.
it's really, it does kind of take guts to say what you love. Because now, where the world is PC and where we all are going to get offended by either one thing, I think that's the what's screwed up in the world almost. But that's just my thoughts on it. But hey, let's get back on the anime subject. No.
Yeah, no, you go first.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, anime is a really big part of my life. I've been watching it since ever, and really, you can define anime whatever you want. It you can say some people say it's only coming from Japan, it only comes from here, and all, but some people from where I come from says, oh, wherever it's animated, it's an anime. Besides whatever fuck some stuff is. Like real life, but say for like Ruby, for instance. I know a few people here, not e I don't think you listened to it, but or watched it rather. But Ruby really has that anime style because it was made from a Japanese man. I'm not saying for just racial terms, oh, it's anime because a Japanese man made it. No, it's the art style. I say if it's an anime, only based on the art style, or rather prefer that. Because if it has the intent to be an anime, it's an anime. I don't care if it doesn't come from Japan or Asian country. If it has the intent to be an anime and it is a good anime, then I will classify it as an anime. And a lot of people will disagree on me on that, but that's just my opinion on that. So we're a neutral state. So if that's what you don't like, then that's okay. And just think your beliefs, and this is where you kind of get the news from here, if you really. Short news, anyways. Where?
So I have a question. Since some people think that, anime only comes from Japan, well, what if you go in the borders, draw a little cartoon? Is that considered anime then?
Well,
Because it's
it.
in Japan, if you go on the borders and you just leave then after that, is that still considered anime?
Well, you have to draw in the middle of the ocean. Because Japan's borders, it's an island. You gotta remember, it is not like China. You have to draw in the ocean, but I could kind of say, yeah, kind of. It really depends on what you think it is.
That's cool. I've always wanted to be like, an artist, but I'm in super insecure about my art, and I ended up like giving up on it. Just wanted
No,
to
that's
throw that
fine.
in there.
No, I think everybody should have a chance at their hobby. If they enjoy their hobby enough, go for it. But if it does not bring income, then don't do it. If it crushes your whole entire lifestyle, do not do it. If your lifestyle is based on it, then do it. But it's just my opinion.
It's sort of like YouTube. You can do it as long as it doesn't cripple you, like fine cripple your financial situation. You can like you can be 30 and do it, but at least have some sort of income before you even start it, so
Well,
you can
for
buy the
me, you.
stuff.
Sorry. I was just gonna say, you kind of have to have an escape plan. You have to have an escape plan. Just like how this podcast is. I have an escape plan for my financial problems and all that. But I'm gonna leave that there with the financial stuff. I'm really just gonna say, hey, that's just up to you, whatever you do. I'm not about your personal life. Do not get financial information from either one of us. We're not gods in informational awareness and
We're
financial
not the golden
advice.
thumb. We are not the golden thumb.
Yeah. We're not all about the stocks. I'm trying to get into the stocks and crypto, but hey, I'm gonna leave that out here because this is an anime podcast. We know it in real life. But yeah, for
Life
the
sucks.
Yeah. But we're gonna get back on the double part timer. We've really been the fans of the manga, both and the anime and the manga, always been wanting this anime to come out because really I enjoyed it because I actually read the manga before I even did the anime, and that was really what I loved because it was a comedy that I enjoyed because I actually laughed about it because it was kind of relatable, even though it's about a devil and a hero saving the world from other demons, and but then they all come together. It's just real relatable team, roommates at apartments in the small apartment that is relatable apartment owner. It's just super
I've
relatable to
actually
the.
never. Hold on. On the apartment thing, I've only been in, I guess you could call it a hotel apartment. I've only been in a hotel slash apartment once, and that was when I was moving to America, and that's when, anime was a big part of my life as well. So like, I would go on the plane 16 hours just watching Pokemon the whole trip, just dousing it in me.
No, it's really. What was I even gonna talk about? Yeah. It's really just based on what you like. If you don't like comedy anime, you like a serious anime, then go to Shoujin. And I don't really. It doesn't bother me. I don't think it bother him. But it's really just based on what you think is gonna happen and really what you believe in. But that's really up to you, so. I ain't gonna judge you for it, but hey, this is a neutral place and a place that we care. So, back on the double part timer, we're also going to get another season. I've been wanting this. Another season of, hold on, and the Misfits of the Demon King. That's actually one of the first topics I actually talked about on the first podcast episode. About me talking about how I enjoyed it so much, but we're gonna go in greater detail about that. So they're gonna create a season 2 after about a year in the making, I believe, and they're gonna post it. Let me look it up real quick. But really, I enjoy the anime because it was a super Chad anime at the time, and you already know Chads are strong, so.
Chad's, yes. I like Chad's, I guess. Bro. Awkward
Sorry.
silence. You there?
Yeah. I'm just looking out real quick.
Oh, okay. Hey, could you, this is a bit like, out of the blue, but what not? Fucking God, I just saw an image that I regret seeing. Dude, what the hell?
All right, so it'll be released on. Oh. So it'll actually be released on. Around summer of 2021. So that's really close, actually. So we might actually get the season really, really close to it. So, hey. If you want to go watch that, go watch it. It's a really good anime. So if you have not seen The Misfits of the Demon King, please go watch it if you have not seen it. But if you don't really like that type of anime, don't. I don't really care. But yeah. So that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and have a good day. This has been The Good Introverts.